KY says.
Sup, Gable Saib, everyone. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Gable, and I am the Shibir Committee Chair for KY. I'm so excited to be here hosting today's episode with some of the most awesomest people around. Our Shibir Committee team members, Vishwa, Arpita, and Krunal.
Hey guys, I'm Vishwa.
Hey everyone, I'm Krunal.
Gamcho, I'm Arpita.
Before we start today, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Satsang Committee for putting together this podcast series and for giving us the opportunity to host today's episode.
Definitely. And these Upasana translations have been great, and I'm sure it's not easy coordinating and putting all this stuff together.
Yeah, thank you guys for all of your hard work.
For sure, these translations have been awesome. We have learned so much from them. But for today, I wanted to switch things around a little bit and talk about the season of giving. It's officially the start of gratitude season, and it's got me thinking. Here I was, stressed out of my mind about my project. I was anxious about getting it done, upset I wasn't getting 8 hours of sleep, freaking out that I wouldn't finish in time. You know, the typical day-to-day college vibe. The last thing on my mind was giving. Here I am, today, still with the same deadline and the same project. But for some reason, I'm not stressed, but happy.
Dude, what are you talking about? How are you about to be stressed and then happy all of a sudden without even finishing the project?
Honestly, I was asking myself the same question. What was different from today than any other day? And then it hit me. Earlier today, I saw a post that my friend made on Insta about being thankful that I was able to eat today, that I was warm today, and that I was healthy. Walking to class, I was consciously thinking about this. Man, I am pretty lucky that I was able to walk to class and not have to worry about where my next meal would be, not have to worry about warm clothes or a roof over my head. Imagine how much worse things would have been if I had to worry about all those things and work on this project. I should be pretty grateful.
That's crazy you mentioned that. In my classes, things can get depressing really fast, especially when we talk about the effects of climate change and all the negative impacts there are. There are so many issues, and a lot of people are suffering because of it. It's easy to spiral into a pit of despair, but to keep myself positive, I like to think about how grateful I am to be where I am. For example, I have access to clean water, healthy food, a safe home, and family and friends that love me. I remind myself that even having the ability to get an education is something I shouldn't take for granted. I can use my knowledge and power to make the world a better place, and that makes me happy.
That's the thing. When I just took 3 minutes out of my day to think about what I was grateful for, it actually made me happy.
This reminds me of that activity Vishwa, Gable, us three tried last year.
What activity? Also, why am I not made aware of this activity?
Haha, this was actually before you joined the Sky Squad. 2 summers ago, we would each start a journal, and each day, we would write down 3 positive things that we did that day. This could have been something small, like making someone smile, opening a door for someone, or something bigger, like volunteering or doing satsang. We would each remind each other every day to add to this journal. And over time, what happened was that I would actually consciously try to do 3 acts of positivity every day.
I remember that. It was actually awesome. Each night before bed, while writing in my journal about my acts, I'd keep thinking to myself, wow, how lucky am I that I was able to do this? It was those times I felt really thankful to be able to do small things like this.
Doing those positive acts definitely did make me feel happy. But I think it was a sense of gratitude I got from those experiences that really made me feel good. It helped me put my life in perspective. Being in school, we're always hustling. We want to get good grades, but we still want to hang out with squad and still have time to eat, sleep, study, go for a random walk, and watch at least 1 episode of Friends before going to bed. And that's just a normal day. Finals week is a whole nother story. But sitting down for 3 minutes before bed and just writing down what positive things you did that day really makes you think, yeah, my life is pretty busy and stressful, but somehow I'm still able to keep going. And honestly, I have to thank Padam Guru for that. He gives me the strength to be able to keep moving forward and still do positive things.
That's a great point. Gratitude does help put our lives in perspective, and that's why it's so important. Think of it this way. How often do we see a new pair of shoes and are like, dang, I need those, even though we have a closet full of them? Until you get them, you just can't stop thinking about them. You're starting to get mull or desires for it. Like Gable, we all know how much you love going for random walks. While walking, how many times are you thankful that you even have shoes to walk in?
To be honest, I probably never thought about being thankful for shoes. But also, walking is a great hobby. Huge fan.
I'm just going to ignore the second part. But exactly, some people don't even have them. If you're thankful for having the pairs that you do, what will happen? You'll realize that you don't need another pair and you'll be content with what you have.
And just like that, gratitude helps put life in perspective. You realize that even something like a pair of shoes shouldn't be taken for granted. It helps us be thankful and lessens our desires and attachments, especially to worldly things.
Yeah, true. But that's not something that can happen overnight. Gratitude comes over time, through acknowledging what we have and appreciating it. It's not like a one-time thing, but I think it's more of a way of a life. We can only embody gratitude by doing it.
Yo, that's an important point you bring up. Think of our activity again. If I was to just sit in my room every day and think, I'm thankful for my bed, I'm thankful for my clothes, I'm thankful for buildings and HGTV, what would that give me? Not much. But when we made the effort of giving back and were thankful for doing those things, that gave me a lot of happiness. You know, the warm, fuzzy brownie with ice cream on top type? That kind of happiness.
I agree. Acknowledging what we have and showing our appreciation are important, but the act of giving back is what really gives someone happiness. That's what will help embody gratitude.
What are some ways you try to give back?
One thing I do is volunteer for 5 hours every Friday in the community to help those who don't have a lot of resources. And honestly, I'm so thankful for that opportunity.
I've been so lucky to be able to tutor and mentor kids in an inner city Chicago public school program, which meant a lot to me.
One small thing that I've been trying to do is properly recycle. I've been making an effort to make sure that my glassware is rinsed before putting it into the recycling bin, or taking off the sticker and tape from cardboard or fruits before taking them to the compost bin.
Those are great examples. I've had the chance to volunteer at Feed My Starving Children a few times. And this summer at work, we planted plants to save an endangered plant species and some butterflies.
It's these moments that truly give me joy and fulfillment.
Speaking of joy and fulfillment, guess what's coming just around the corner?
Oh, I definitely got this. Can I get a drum roll, please? Skies 2020!
I'm so excited.
Especially because it's going to be in the great state of North Carolina! NC, NC, NC!
Okay, Gable, relax. For those of you who may not know what Skies is, it is our Seth Gable Youth Shibir that takes place every year in a different state. This year, we are so excited that it will be taking place on July 22nd through the 26th in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Shibir is honestly an unforgettable experience. For 5 days, all of our youth and young adults come under one roof to engage in positive discourse, play a ton of fun games, activities, and laugh, eat, sing, you name it.
Speaking of being thankful today, this event is one that I've been so thankful to be a part of. The things we talked about today are just some of the topics we have learned about in the past.
And each year, I always leave Shibir re-energized with a dose of positivity, ready to give back more each and every time. I think that's one of the main reasons all four of us got involved in planning it. We just can't get enough of it.
It's true. It's one of those experiences that you can't get anywhere else. And I'm so thankful for it.
I second that. I am truly thankful for being able to experience Skies in the past. Whoever is listening to this podcast, I definitely encourage everyone to come to our next Shibir in Greensboro, North Carolina on July 22nd through the 26th, 2020.
Yes! July 22nd to the 26th, 2020. Be there or be square.
Even if you've never been to a Shibuya before, trust me, you'll have a great time.
And you can come hang out with all four of us. Also, I hear that the trees in North Carolina are super cool.
I love trees. Did you know that Earth has more than 60,000 known tree species?
Vishwa, we are not doing this right now.
I think that's definitely our cue to wrap it up.
Registration will be out soon. If you have any questions or want to know more about skies, please email us at skies@gable.org. That's skys@gable.org.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And as always, Sat Gable Sahib.
This work is copyrighted 2019 by Gable Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Gable Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Gable Youth. For more information, visit www.gable.org or email satsang@gable.org. All rights reserved. Sat Gable Sahib.